News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. He's taking great care of us. He's why you can go to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or any of those platforms, or the WKOK podcast page, and download our previous interview with Tim Schaefer of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission on this weekend's opening of the trout season. Now we're going to talk to one member of the food team is with us, and we're going to find out about the Seed to Supper program that's going to be going on at the Miller Center in Lewisburg. We'll start out with Rachel Herman. Sustainable Food Solutions is kind of the division she's in with AmeriCorps and Vista at the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Rachel, welcome aboard.
Yes, hello everyone. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to find out about this and find out what it's like to serve on the food team. Is that satisfying? That sounds like that's a good way to be.
Oh, yes. It's a dream come true to work with Nicole Peterson.
All right, super. All right, we're going to talk about that. But you brought one of your peers with you in the business. Sabrina Holmes is here, happens to be a Master Gardener and is with the Master Gardener program at the Union Snyder. She's the Union Snyder County Coordinator with Penn State Extension is her main boss. Welcome aboard.
Hi, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here.
And you told me something I thought was a bit of a surprise, really, that there's more than a dozen master gardeners in Union and Snyder County.
Yes, we actually just had 6 trainees pass their basic training exam. So they have a handful of hours left to be full-fledged master gardeners. But we have grown our group a little bit, and we're excited.
Well, I'm lucky enough from time to time to run into folks that are going through the program, and so they're doing their final projects, or they'll ask if they can cut down a tree here or there, or do something that relates to these projects that they do. So we're glad that that is happening. All right, well, let's start out with Seed to Supper. Who wants to give us an overview of what Seed to Supper is? Who's the best person for that? We'll start with Sabrina.
Yeah, Seed to Supper is a free beginner's gardening course offered to people or families on a low income. We are teaching them how to grow their own foods as well as how to harvest and prepare foods. So we'll actually have a little bit of help from the Penn State Extension nutritionists as well.
All right, maybe you would get a glimpse at this a little bit more at the Community Action Agency. There is food insecurity around here. There are families for whom getting a proper amount of nutritious food is a challenge.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Currently, there's 9,000 people total in Union and Snyder counties who are defined as food insecure. And you're exactly right in pointing to the healthy food aspect. Food insecurity includes getting enough food to live a healthy lifestyle. So we're really concerned about the nutritious quality of the food that is available and accessible to people.
Well, and your peers at that agency have talked to us in the past about, people often think of food shortages or hunger or starvation to be where folks just don't have any food. We do not have too much of that around here, but we do know that the nutritious, wholesome, affordable food and knowledge associated with using it is something that that we do have a learning curve around here. All right, well, let's go back to the logistics of this Seed to Supper. When does it start? When are the classes, the cost, and all that sort of thing?
So the classes begin on April 7th at 5:30 p.m., and they run through 7:30 p.m. They will happen every Thursday night at that time through May 12th. So there's 6 classes. They are free. This is intended to help people that need it, and we even have some gifts for people that complete the course to help them get started with their gardens.
What if somebody says, I don't have a place to plant?
So we have the community garden representatives coming in to give information about the available community garden plots, as well as provide sign-up sheets and help with assisting them to get that space.
All right. I think of the Lewisburg Community Garden, and I know there's one in Sealands Grove. Are there others around here that maybe I don't know of?
There's the Union County Community Garden that's also in Lewisburg by the Resource Center, and that one has free plots, so that's a good option for people with a limited budget as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hafer Road. Does that sound
yes,
about right?
Yes, 480 okay. Hafer Road.
Oh, there you go. Good street address. All right, perfect. So, yeah, the Union County covers that. Well, and when we're talking about this, and we talked about a little bit of the fact that nutritious food really is the key to this, not just the availability of food, some education is necessary. I mean, I certainly didn't know as much about nutrition right after college and high school as I do today after these kind of interviews.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the reason why we're so excited about the Seeds to Supper program, because we are looking to pair our distribution efforts with educational programming to give people the knowledge they need to prepare the foods, to store the foods, because it's not, like you said, first instinct what to do with produce sometimes, and also to get people actually interested in produce. So if it's an unfamiliar food item, then there has to be some taste testing or some recipes or things like that that will help people get interested in the produce in the first place.
Well, I think one good aspect of this then is going to be that you're going to be able to hook them up with a wide range of things that relate to the Community Action Agency, the other programs. Tell us about that, that once they get their foot in the door and they talk to you, they're going to learn about a wide range of aspects. And I'm going to have to talk to Sabrina about this too, but you can, with the Community Action Agency, there's going to be a wide range of things.
Oh, yeah. So the Seeds to Supper program is being hosted at our Union County Food Hub, CIA's Union County Food Hub. And that food hub provides food to individuals who might need it. So that will be a resource available to any participants of the Seeds to Supper program. We also host a pop-up produce stand over the summer. So the food hub distributes free produce every Thursday night, starting on the last day of the Seeds to Supper program. So they'll learn more about produce and what to do with it, and then have the resource of the pop-up produce stand to get more produce and incorporate that into their lifestyles.
Do you have anybody signed up for Seed to Supper yet? There are some folks.
We do. We have about 10 people signed up. We have 10 more slots to fill. If you're interested in registering, you can contact me, 570-556-4757, or through my email, sammmargaretwfor.white5542@psu.edu.
5542@psu.edu.
Yep.
Okay. And the telephone number again?
570-556-4757.
And you want people to sign up for this opportunity to learn about all of this. Well, I talked to Rachel about this, getting hooked up with all the other services at Community Action Agency. What about Penn State Extension? Holy smokes. I mean, you're going to cover the whole state with some of the things you're going to tell them about.
Yeah, and actually, the Seed to Supper program was implemented in other counties first. So we are bringing that to this area, and we are hoping that it will spread and we can do the program in even more counties going forward.
And what else does Penn State Extension do? We've been lucky enough on a number of our occasions to talk about different things here, everything from beekeeping to canning. Give our audience a glimpse of what else Penn State does.
Well, just within the Master Gardeners, for example, we have the Garden Hotline where people can contact us with gardening questions, and that's year-round. We have volunteers manning that. We also have monthly presentations at the library on gardening topics, including hosting some beekeepers and other interesting people from the community. We also do kids gardening camps in the summer. There's a lot. I could go on forever.
Well, yeah, there really is. It is hugely extensive, and you just mentioned about 3% of it, really, because there's so many different things. Well, and the Master Gardeners themselves, we've had a Master Gardener visit our garden just to help us out in terms of, you know, what kind of species to nurture there, what were invasive, what you may not want to keep there. But Seed to Supper is what we're talking about. We're with Rachel Herman, who works with Sustainable Food Solutions as an AmeriCorps Vista staffer at the Union Snyder Community Community Action Agency, and Sabrina Holmes is a Master Gardener and in the Master Gardener program at the Union Center Penn State Extension Office. And Seed to Suffer is going to be offered at the Miller Center. Again, repeat when it begins and the times, if you would.
It'll be on Thursday, starting next Thursday, April 7th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. through May 12th.
And what are we going to grow?
We are going to plan our garden based on the produce that we like to eat. So we do have six classes. We ask that if you're signing up that you plan to be at all of them, because they are chronological and you need all of that knowledge in order to have a successful garden. And if you'd like, I could tell you a little bit about more about the classes.
Yeah, please do.
So we'll do a planning your garden class first, and from there we'll go on to healthy soils. We'll have a planting your garden class, and then the next one will be caring for your garden, and that will include some fun topics such as pest control, disease management, everything to do with taking care of your plants. And then the final class will be the harvesting and using your bounty.
All right, and the cursed rabbit will have to be talked about at some point, correct?
Yes.
And I say cursed because that's what happens when they pop up at our house. So, but that's a whole nother issue. But you're getting an idea. So you're going to give folks the education. You're going to give folks a lot of the things that they'll need to get going. You're going to tell them where they can find a plot to grow, and if they need to. What do they need to bring themselves?
Just themselves. A good attitude, ready to learn and have some fun.
All right. Well, I'll let you both make a pitch for this program and give your contact information. We'll start with Rachel. Just kind of mention, make a pitch for folks to go to this and how folks can get a hold of you also.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're really excited about the Seeds to Suffer gardening. So if you'd like to contact 37401.
For folks to sign up.
Program in and 92%. So please contact 556 or 757.
All right, and we'll put that on our website, that number, when we post this on our archives. We'll add the number and the email to it, that smw5542 at psu.edu. Email. We'll add that to the Sunrise page as well. Thank you both so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.